Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Well, looky here. Hey. No, look over here.
Oh, hey.
It's me.
Hey, Chris. Craig.
We are 60 away from 200.
This is episode 140.
It is.
How about that?
Do you like that math?
Yeah, that's good.
It's good round math.
That is good. I know we went to the same high school. I had really good instructors there.
Oh, you were never there. What are you talking about?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You doing okay in this chilly weather? Actually, it's warmed up quite a bit.
Chilly weather because weather to eat chili in?
Yes.
Well, it's warmed up. We got a heat wave now.
Are you one of these people that only eat chili when it's cool out?
Usually. Well, I mean, I'll eat it if it's in front of me, but usually it's the kind of food that you want to make during cold weather.
I'll eat chili on the beach.
You'll eat anything on the beach.
I'll eat anything, period.
Anything.
I don't think, the same way I believe that food should not be racist, I believe food should not be like assigned a time of year to eat it. Turkey and dressing.
Well, it's not. I just think that you tend to, like turkey and dressing, you put a lot more effort into it, and it takes a lot of effort, so you don't, once a year is enough.
Yeah.
But chili, I mean, you can go to Wendy's or somewhere and get chili all the time.
Yeah.
But if you want good chili, I mean, I'm not saying real chili. I'm just saying if you want something that resembles chili.
Yeah.
But you just don't typically, you know, most people, I think, when it's cold outside, you want something to, you know, comfort food.
I eat ice cream when it's cold outside.
You eat ice cream anyway.
I do. I eat ice cream all the time.
I like ice cream all the time. I don't really care. I'm not really, except for that Vegemite ice cream. Don't want any
I
of that.
Can't wait.
No.
By the way, I haven't received any Vegemite.
Well, the show was just a few days ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Lori
makes chili year-round, by the way. Good chili.
Here's the thing.
Darn it.
If we actually get, does she put raisins in it?
No.
Because she puts raisins and stuff.
You don't put raisins in chili.
You don't put raisins in carrot cake, but she does it.
Yeah, you do.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
So yes. Anyway, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I can say what I want about Lori. She doesn't listen.
I know.
So here's the deal. If Adam, Lee, or Mark send us some Vegemite, we will test it on some crackers right here in the
Absolutely.
On the show.
Or bread. I might even bring some.
I think cracker is pretty straightforward with Vegemite.
I thought it was a sandwich. It's, you eat a Vegemite sandwich.
In the song.
Well, yeah.
They also got sued and got their pants sued off for that song.
No. That's right. Because
it sounded
Kookaburra.
Like a Kookaburra song. Yeah. Which honestly sounded nothing like it.
But they lost, didn't they?
Well, Greg Hamm, poor guy, killed himself. I hope it wasn't because of that.
Yeah. Who knows? That's
but
sad.
But Colin Hay, he's still
touring.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Love Colin Hay.
He played Exit In a couple of years ago.
Man, I would love to go see him. He has got such a great voice. Overkill is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
The song itself, listen to the lyrics, just the whole thing.
It's pretty deep.
Overkill.
It's no REO
speed. It's not Overkill. Yeah. You know, that's the thing about
it. It's Underkill. Kind of like Craig Underkill.
I'm Underkill. So, can we get to this? Wait, we got a review.
Do we?
No, we don't. You know why?
Don't.
You know why?
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because our lackluster listener right now, who's listening right now, is not telling their friends.
Why are you waiting?
Why are you waiting? Why don't you tell your friends, tell your enemies?
I don't even do this, Craig. You know, we have little cards we hand out, or at least one of us does. If our listener would like some cards, I'll mail them to them. They can hand them out to their friends. Just email me. Just email me on or leave me a message on the show or Facebook.
You could email them a digital copy of the card that they could email their friends.
That's true. Or they could just grab it off our social if that was the case.
Well,
but a lot of times you're
card.
Walking around, you know, and you can't just.
You've seen me out there?
Yeah, I have. I have seen
just
you.
Just out there walking around.
Are you going to do top story or not?
Top story.
Top story.
Inmate declared dead was just taking a nap.
Good grief. He sleeps hard.
I do.
I remember we came over to your house for your birthday party and you were asleep and we were all gathered in the kitchen talking.
And it's right outside my door too.
6 feet from your bedroom door.
And people, well, a little more than that. But, yeah. but people are like making noise and stuff and I'm done.
Yeah, we were having fun.
I'm done.
The party was better before you even got in there.
Well, that's no doubt. but I'm saying I was out. Mm-hmm. My kids came in kicking me, said, Dad, time for your birthday party. I'm like, what? And I just kind of walked out, looked at you guys, turned around, went back in and laid back down again.
It was great.
Because I left?
Yeah.
And you brought some of those delicious little Rolos that are melted on some pretzels.
Yes, I made those. Yeah.
We couldn't roll those Rolos to a friend.
No.
We
You'd have to throw them.
Throw them.
Throw a Rolo to a friend.
What do you call it? That's the little jingle.
Yeah, it's a jingle
that nobody remembers. About Rollo, Rollo.
I remember it.
Does anybody remember Rollos at all?
Everybody remembers. Give me a break. Take break me off a piece.
That was
Kit-Kat
catchy
bar.
Though.
Yeah,
that was catchy.
But Rollo, Rollo to a friend. That was catchy.
It was.
Yeah.
For your generation.
Yeah. My daughter, she's 26. She remembers.
Is she that old?
Yes.
Wow. God. You must be really old.
Getting there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Anyway, this inmate, right? He's taking a nap. He wasn't really dead. He must have been dead tired. A Spanish prisoner declared dead by three doctors. These are horrible doctors. Was only snoozing, a conclusion made by a coroner after he heard the man snoring.
That'll do it.
So you got three doctors and a coroner.
These doctors walk in. He's dead. Look at him. You can tell he's dead.
Hey, guys, he's dead.
Ospanita going to be, he dead.
That guy's dead. He's not getting up again. He's dead.
He's not Speedy Gonzalez
no more. Coroner comes swaggering in, right? He goes, the dude's snoring.
He's not
he
dead.
He was about to cut into the guy for an autopsy.
Oh, my gosh.
Relative said Gonzalo Montoya Jimenez had autopsy markings on him. In other words, little Sharpie markings.
Yes.
Ready to be opened up. Oh. When a doctor at the legal medicine in Oveda.
Hey, we're going to
heard
Oveda.
Him sawing wood inside his body bag. How did he get the saw and the wood into the body bag?
That was a mistake. Had to have been. They accidentally threw him in a lawn bag.
Why would he be sawing wood inside of a bag?
I don't know.
Or was that like a euphemism?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The BBC reported citing Spanish language outlet La Voz de Austria, something.
Yeah.
Jimenez, who had been in prison for 29 years, was found unresponsive in his jail cell the day before, and three separate doctors signed a death certificate before he was set to be dissected.
The second two said, oh, Dr. Bob signed it. I just signed right here.
He looked dead to me.
He did.
Sources now believe the man suffers from catalepsy, a deep trance-like condition that can leave sufferers rigid and unresponsive for hours or even days, according to Telecinco. So basically,
creepy.
I think I have catalepsy.
I don't.
Because I look like a dead guy.
I don't.
I do. When I go to
move a lot in my sleep.
What's weird is when I go to sleep, weird things can wake me up. Like all of a sudden, I'll like the other night, the dog's like trying to, you know, barf or something, right? And I'm like, wake up. I hear the dog. let me get some sound here. Ready?
Gross.
Anyway, so the dog.
Which dog?
Henry.
Okay.
The one you like.
Yeah, I like
and,
Henry.
And he's doing the little thing.
I like all of them.
Like he sounds like a pumping station. Human beings just go, bleh, we're done, right? He's over there going, bleh,
no, bleh. I never just go, bleh, and I'm done.
Anyway, so I'm in a dead sleep and I somehow just wake up. And I hear that, jump to my feet, run.
Squish.
Get him out of the floor. No. And anywho, so I sleep.
That's a great story.
I know it's great. It really went nowhere. But here's the thing is, I usually do sleep really deep. Like, I don't remember much about, I'm out. I'm
the
done.
Thing is, I sleep deep enough to dream, but Lori says I jump and squirm all night. And my sheet, when I get up in the morning, it looks like somebody's wadded the thing up into a ball almost. You know, it's really
I used
weird.
To sleepwalk and sleep talk a lot.
I slept walk a couple times.
I don't do it anymore, but I've got video.
You can't fly. You can't be one of my favorite 21 pilots.
Why?
Because if you've ever sleepwalked, they won't let you have a license.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Bummer. I mean, I knew somebody who sleptwalked.
That was
I have video.
Greg.
I have
it was
video.
Greg Underkill.
I have video of me when I was about 18 or 19. I recorded myself because everybody said I did it. So I recorded myself and got on video me sleep talking and walking. And it's really weird to see yourself do something you have no recollection
I
of.
I bet.
Doing.
Yeah.
Which now is just normal day for me. Yeah. I just don't remember anything.
Well, you're
else.
So old.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to go there?
Well, you are.
Old guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah. It's my turn. Headline is, Oregon now lets people pump their own gas and some Oregonians are freaking out. I had no idea.
That we had two states left that did not allow you to pump your own
gas. I had no idea. I never knew that.
Did you see all the pictures people have made?
Yes. Some of that's in here, too. For decades, Oregon and New Jersey were the only two states where people didn't have to pump their own gas. But a new law signed last year by Governor Kate Brown of Oregon that took effect on Monday requires people to self-serve at the pumps. The adjustment has some Oregonians freaking out. A Facebook post about the law on Friday from KTVL, a CBS station in Medford, Oregon, alerted locals, a handful of whom quickly announced their displeasure with the change. Kathy Dahl tweeted, no, disabled, seniors, people with young children in the car need help. Not to mention getting out of the car with transients around and not feeling safe.
So, real quick.
Yeah.
So, most places around here in a, you know, modern state where you can pump your own gas, we have signs that say, if you need assistance, push the button and somebody will come help
you. Yeah, I was about to bring that up. Okay. Yeah, it's, and disabled, that covers them. Seniors, my dad, he's a senior. I was a senior in 1985. I pumped my own gas.
I read where someone said, I don't think it's in your story here, someone said that they solve the problem by paying transients to do the gas pumping for them.
That's a great idea.
That way they don't have to get out. They don't have to do anything. They give money to somebody who needs the help, and then they don't have to.
He solves all kind of problems. Mike Perrone said, I've lived in this state all my life, and I refuse to pump my own gas. I had to do it once in California while visiting my brother and almost died doing it. So as the internet is wont to do, many people jumped on the Facebook dog pile to make fun of the Oregonians expressing resentment of the new law. Chase Ryan Carl, this is my favorite one, say, he put this on Facebook. There was only one service station in the area I lived, and I had to drive 25 minutes to get there. Pumped my own gas my whole life, and now my hands have literally melted down to my wrist. I'm typing this with my tongue. More than 65 years ago, Oregon put the law onto the books forbidding residents from filling up their own tanks. New Jersey is the only other state to have such a law enacted in 1949. Both had seen heavy lobbying from service station owners. So back then, the lobbyists were saying, no self-serve. We want to keep charging an extra dollar a gallon.
Well, it gives people jobs.
That does, you know, I see signs of gas prices in Oregon and New Jersey. Now I have to realize that's for full service.
Well,
it's not.
Well, it used to be here when you could find full service in Tennessee, you would have two options. You'd
pull absolutely.
You'd pull up
there was
the self-serve and a full serve.
Yep. I worked at Zimmerly's Texaco in high school, and I was the one that would go out and pump the gas for folks. Little Aaron trivia there for you.
Don't let anybody tell
Mr.
you.
Mr. Zimmerly
Don't
was
let
the man.
Anybody tell you that wasn't a good story.
Supporters of the ban argue that it creates jobs and increases safety. Meanwhile, critics, especially those from the 48 states where fill-ups are self-serviced, say that pumping gas is perfectly safe, doesn't waste any time, and doesn't make gas any cheaper. Actually, it does. I remember at the full-service station, it was about 60 cents, and this is back in the 80s, 60 cents more a gallon.
Well, something's got to pay for that.
Yeah.
That.
I had to pay my salary, or hourly.
Why does it say breaking wind news?
Because, did you see the headline there?
But why does it say that first?
I don't know. That was actually
part of the story.
Have
we changed the format and you didn't tell me?
No. Instead of breaking news, it's... I didn't do that.
Should I go now?
Yes, go ahead.
This just in. With ingestible pill, you can track fart development in real time on your phone.
This could come in handy.
Scientists... You know, I think that we have suffered in our popularity since the fecal surprise went away.
You may be right. I may be crazy.
You're a lunatic.
Well, it just may be a lunatic you're looking for.
Wait a minute. This involves Australian researchers.
Does it really? Sorry to blow your ears out. I'm still
trying
to
adjust. I didn't say that it actually was going to be completely there. I don't know if it is or not. Scientists often hope... Did I finish? Oh, yeah, farting.
Yeah, yeah.
Scientists often hope to break ground with their research, but a group of Australian researchers would likely be happy with breaking wind. The team developed an ingestible electronic capsule to monitor gas levels in the human gut. When it's paired with a pocket-sized receiver and a mobile phone app, the pill reports tailwind conditions. Where is it?
Are they pilots? Are they 21 pilots now?
In real time, as it passes from the stomach to the colon. The researchers led by Kurosh Kalantar Zadeh, something.
Sounds like a fart doctor.
Yeah. Of RMIT University and Peter Gibson of Monash University reported their invention Monday in Nature Electronics. The authors are optimistic that the capsule's gas readings can help clear the air. You're slow. Over the inner workings of our intricate innards and the multitudes of microbes they contain. Such fume data would could clarify the conditions of each section of the gut with and what microbes are up to and which foods may cause problems in the system. Until now, collecting such data has been a challenge. Methods to bottle it involved cumbersome and invasive tubing and inconvenient whole body calorimetry.
Yes.
Popping the electronic pill is a breeze in comparison, and early human trials have already hinted that the pill can provide new information about intestinal wind patterns and gaseous turbulence from different foods. Our pilot trial illustrated the significant potential role for electronic-based gas sensing capsules in understanding functional aspects of the intestine and its microbiota.
Biosha?
No, it's not biosha.
Whatever.
Whatever. Anyway, in health and in response to dietary changes. That's not a colon. The authors are currently setting up a commercial company to further develop and test the capsules.
I wouldn't swallow one, although it would be interesting to watch that on your cell phone.
Well, they've had the capsules for a long time. They have the little blinking lights on the end of them.
Yes.
They go through your intestines to see blockages and stuff like that.
And people use it before surgery and things. It's
well, if they're trying to find what's wrong with somebody's intestines, because there's like 28,000 miles of intestines or something.
Oh, my gosh.
I made that number up.
Headline is, woman fires shots at husband, speaking of, these are like from a gun, to make him listen to me, she said, quote unquote. An Arizona woman is accused of firing shots at her husband who was sitting on the toilet, Craig.
Leave the man alone.
Goodyear police report that on December 30th, they received a call from a man who said his wife was shooting at him. Officers met the man near his home in the area of Pebble Creek Parkway and Andia School Road. You know right where that is.
Right.
The man reportedly told police that his wife of 32 years was upset and had been yelling at him for 2 days. No wonder he wasn't listening to her.
Wait. She only yelled at him for 2 days out of 32 years? He should consider himself lucky.
He said he was on the toilet when 69-year-old Linda Jean Fawn barged in and fired two shots above his head. Police contacted and detained Fawn in the home. She allegedly said to the police, I shot two bullets at the wall above his head to make him listen to me. She knew he wasn't going anywhere for a minute. She had a sitting duck, no pun intended.
We could probably come up with a list of 100 things you could do to get somebody's attention.
Yeah.
Before you get to ammo.
2 days she yelled at him. She claimed that he would have to been 10 feet tall for it to be hit by the bullets. However,
where did the bullets go? Did they make it all the way through the house?
Did
they stop at the wall?
Police estimated that the shots were fired about 7 inches above. That's too close above the man's head as he slouched on the toilet. The first one would have made him jump.
I bet he finished his business quick. I bet that first
that's
or second
one way to speed
that
things
first
up.
First shot probably took care of it. Hey, this just in.
Oh, not another one of these.
He set a spider on fire, but the spider got even.
Oh, no.
A do-it-yourself extermination gone off the rails Sunday ended up ousting residents from a California apartment. A man set fire to a spider in the Redding apartment with a torch lighter, reported the Record Searchlight.
That's cruel.
It was a huge wolf spider,
uh-oh.
Lindsay Wise Garver, a caregiver for one of the tenants, told the publication.
What are you, some kind of Wise Garver?
She's some kind of a Wise Garver.
You're going to butter a necktie.
The flaming arachnid scuttled onto a mattress in an upstairs bedroom, setting it ablaze as well, she said. The tenants extinguished that fire, but by then it had spread to a flag collection and window curtains.
Oh, that's bad news.
By the time firefighters arrived at noon, well, what were they, eating breakfast? What actually took so long to get there? The blaze had spread to a closet as well. Whale, that's the southern coming out.
Whale.
That's whale. Firefighters ended up extinguishing the blaze, which caused about $11,000 in damage and rendered the townhouse uninhabitable. Battalion Chief Robert Pitt told KRCR there were no injuries except to the spider. They just had to add that, didn't they?
Let me ask you this, because we've had story after story over our last couple of years of doing this show. Why do people...
You said the past couple of years doing this show.
Yes. Why do people set fire to spiders? Why do people see a spider and think fire?
I'm going to use my new assault gun.
Well, that'll work.
I mean,
and you're not going to burn the place down with it.
Made with it. It shoots table salt.
Yeah, it's
salt.
A salt rifle.
Not an assault rifle,
no,
but a salt.
It's a salt rifle.
It's a bug assault. It shoots salt.
But we've had so many stories of people burning their homes down because of a spider. A shoe? I'm thinking a shoe, a cup, a paper towel. There's so many things that are
hairspray.
Safe. Yes.
Anything you think may ruin his day.
Yes. Just coat him with that stuff.
Or how about if it's, depending on the kind of spider, if it's a like if you're in Australia, you're going to kill her. If it's in Australia, you're going to burn the whole house down. Anyway.
Yeah, because you need a torch to kill those. Yeah,
but because a lot of times those spiders in Australia carry their own torches.
They do. They have little flamethrowers.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but here in the States, unless it's a black widow or a brown recluse, if it's just a little fuzzy, little cute little spider, what are you messing with them? Leave them alone.
Leave them alone or put them outside. That's what I normally do.
But if it's
do.
A wolf spider,
yeah.
They keep you up all night.
I'm not going to burn it.
They keep you up howling all night long.
Only on full moon nights. But
right.
Headline is Chinese dating apps closed after the women were revealed to be robots.
Beep, bop, poop.
A number of Chinese mobile applications have been shut down after it was revealed women on their platforms were actually automated robots. It has been reported.
The men were interviewed and they said, I don't care.
She's very nice to me.
I don't care. She's nice to me.
Hey, look at her picture. She's so pretty. According to the Modern Express newspaper, police have closed down mobile apps associated with 21 companies and arrested more than 600 suspects of operating across 13 provinces after discovering that messages from some women were being automatically generated by computer programs. You're so pretty. I like you. Oh, I love you too. Why don't you keep sending money into this app?
Yeah, right.
So we can keep talking. That's what the ladies were saying. Police in Southern Guangdong province began investigating in August 2017.
Where's that again?
It was Southern Guangdong province. After suspecting an app of fraudulently charging visitors to view videos which did not actually exist. Further investigation found the technical personnel from at least one of the company had created fake girl accounts. They wrote computer programs which generated greeting messages and compliments. I knew it from fake accounts and targeted those at the newly registered users.
You said I knew it like you used one of these accounts.
No, I knew that's what they were doing over there because they have these robotic women. Oh, fembots.
Yeah.
They actually had fembots.
Austin Powers had them first.
No, Steve Austin had them first.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and then Austin Powers. They solicited gifts and posted other messages to lure the user into spending money and thus illegally generating profit.
Did you say illegally?
I did. It says tens of thousands of people are believed to have been conned out of a total sum of more than 1 billion yuan, or $154 million. The case was has shocked, but also amused social media users. On the Sina Weibo microblog, it looks like AI has finally overtaken human intelligence, says one junior. Many say that they are surprised at the abilities of people running the bots. With skills like these, why bother engaging in fraud, one asks. I often think about that when some kind of, you know, big crime has been committed. I think, why didn't this person put all that effort into doing something legal? They would have made more money and not gone to jail. That's just how my mind works, though.
That story literally put me to sleep. I'm going to be honest.
Wake up. You got to read now. It's your turn.
Hey, this just in. Mad pooper copycat makes vile mess in driveway.
That's gross.
Arkansas woman says.
Ugh.
An Arkansas woman is on the lookout for a jogger caught on surveillance video last week defecating in her driveway.
Ooh.
Fecal surprise.
I don't have that button anymore.
No, I just have to do it now. Tiffany Mazzella told Fox 16 she was heading out to breakfast on December 30th when she was shocked to find something outside her vehicle. I came around to get in the passenger side of the vehicle, and I noticed a huge pile of feces.
Gross.
The Little Rock resident thought a big dog and an irresponsible owner, was a big dog, were to blame for the mess, but a check of surveillance of a surveillance camera showed a canine wasn't the poopetrator.
You just made that up.
I did, but that's what they probably would have put there.
If they'd have thought about it, had they been creative.
When we did, we found it was not a dog. She told Fox 16, it was a person who had been jogging down the street, ran up between our two cars, defecated, and ran away.
Boy, when you got to go, you got to go.
Not between two people's cars. Between people's cars.
That's better than going in the middle of the street.
The case is similar to that of a jogger in Colorado dubbed the Mad Pooper who gained viral fame in September after allegedly defecating on a family's lawn for weeks. Did they find that person?
Yes, they did. We covered that.
I can't remember. Yeah. I can't remember this morning.
They did.
Mazzella went along with her business. With her business, but on Wednesday was shocked to find, as she reached for the handle of her car door, she grabbed onto a very soiled piece of paper towel tucked into it. I mean, it was vile.
Yes.
She said. Surveillance footage shows the same jogger defecating again in her driveway, and Mazzella said a number of her neighbors have also reported similar issues. The neighbors are calling him the poop bandit. I made that nicer.
Yeah, you did.
For Fox 6, she told Fox 16. Now stopping the jogger who has become, I'm sorry, now stopping the jogger has become her priority, and Metzella has filed a criminal mischief report with Little Rock Police. I hope they find him, she said, and I hope he finds help.
Yeah, he's recidivative now. You know what I mean? He's recidivative.
You just like to use the word recidivative.
I do. Repeat offender. He's done it more than once.
I was nervous earlier when you kept saying Oregonians.
Why?
I thought I couldn't say it.
Well, you did
good. I
just
did, though.
Yeah,
Oregonians.
You did good.
Yeah.
Headline is, postal carriers say aggressive turkey stopping mail service in Cleveland suburb. You know, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys
could fly.
Yeah, I really did. Rocky River, Ohio, postal carriers say a rafter of aggressive wild turkeys.
Rocky River sounds like a good name for an ice cream company.
Oh, no, it sounds like a good flavor. What kind do you want? Rocky River?
Rocky River. Well, we already got Rocky Road, but
Rocky River would have more chocolate in it.
Based on what?
Jot that down for me, would you? Because you look at a road, then you look at a river.
I don't know what
postal carriers say a rafter of aggressive wild turkeys have prevented them from delivering mail to more than two dozen homes in the Cleveland suburb.
I thought turkeys were in prides.
I don't know.
It says a rafter.
It does say a rafter. ClevelandCompany.com or Cleveland.
A pride is lions.
Yeah, but it could be something else too. There's a pride of lions. There's a murder of ravens.
A what?
A murder. A group of ravens is called a murder.
Wow.
Yeah. It's creepy, isn't it? Cleveland.com reports residents on a number of streets in Rocky River have picked up their mail at the post office because the turkeys have created unsafe conditions for carriers to deliver to their homes. They're just turkeys, for Pete's sake.
They're just turkeys.
Rocky River Mayor Pam Botts said the problem has persisted for the last 3 weeks. She said city ordinances don't allow for turkeys to be eradicated. Well, that's just dumb. That's just dumb, to me, anyway. The city has instead sent letters to people asking them to stop putting out bird feed in the hope that the turkeys will go elsewhere. How are people going to get those letters if the mail people can't deliver them? Doesn't make sense.
Put them on the turkeys.
The
turkeys deliver them.
A U.S. Postal Service carrier turkeys. I love it. That's a great idea. A U.S. Postal Service spokesman says some of the carriers have been pecked, but none have been injured.
Hey.
So why are they concerned? I mean, what's... If a group of turkeys came running up to me, I would just laugh. Well, I mean.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How would you laugh?
I would just laugh. I'd say, ha, ha, ha. But it'd be real.
That'd be awkward.
But that's why they would leave me alone. They're like, this guy's crazy.
This just in. Female boxers return cow. What? Return cows?
Yeah, they do.
Female boxers return cows given as awards by government. Say they are rude and don't give milk.
This has got to be in Kazakhstan. The cow vote nice.
At least three of the six female boxers who received Desi cows by the Haryana government for winning medals in the World Youth Women Boxing Championship have returned their awards. They have alleged the cows do not give milk and are violent. In November last year, Haryana had decided to reward its women boxers who won gold and bronze medals in the World Youth Women Boxing Championship in Guwahati with an unusual gift, an Indian breed of cow, to each. State Agriculture Minister Om Prakash Dhankar had then said, all four gold medalist and two bronze medalist of World Youth Women Boxing Championships will be rewarded with one Indian breed cow each. With milk of these cows, they will play better and remain strong.
That's so nice.
Neetu Sakshi, Jyoti, and Sashi won gold medals each, while Anupama and Neha won bronze medals in various categories. Family of Neetu returned their cow as it did not give milk.
This cow dry.
Family of Jyoti returns theirs because the cow was just not reluctant in giving milk, but was violent too. When we were milking the cow the other day, it kicked Jyoti's mother and she fractured her hand. We call a man from the neighborhood to see, but the cow attacked him too. The HT reports quoted Harambir Gula something.
They
brother
got themselves Bakken. An attack cow.
Yes.
I mean, their house should be much safer now.
I would think so. While two of them returned their awards as it did not give any milk and were aggressive and violent, Sakshi, the third gold medalist, did not accept it in the first place due to lack of space in the house.
No, thank you. You keep your cow.
I do not want your cow.
I've got my medal. I take it with me. Thank you.
All right. Headline is, women's asparagus tell her Theresa May is going to quit this year. Junior
asparagus. A woman's asparagus tells her. So Junior asparagus.
No, not Junior. No.
The woman's asparagus tells her Theresa May's
going to quit this year in 2018. The asparagus told her that. Your asparagus talk to you?
Mm-mm.
A woman who predicts.
No, if it did, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't like asparagus. I feel guilty after I ate it.
It's still talking. You eat it, and why'd you do that? What'd you do? Well, look at me. A woman who predicts the future using asparagus has now revealed her vision for 2018. Jemima Packington, age 61, is the world's only asparamancer.
Asparamancer. She's like an asparagus whisperer.
Who claims that she could see into the future by tossing asparagus into the air and interpreting how the spears land.
Okay.
Some of Jemima's predictions last year came true. For example, she said it would rain in the summer. Well, crud, I could have done that.
Me too.
And the UK ended up having the 11th wettest summer on record. Big deal. You know what, Craig? This summer, it's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
You know how I know? My sparkling water just told me. Yeah.
I heard something.
She also predicted that Gordon Brown would lose the 2010 general election, something nobody could have seen coming. I take what I do seriously. But I never take myself seriously, Jemima, who lives in Bath, said.
She's from
England, right?
That's an English story.
When I cast the asparagus,
that's not an asparagus.
It creates patterns, and it's the patterns I interpret. She uses fresh Worcestershire asparagus grown in her hometown of Evesham.
Evesham?
She then collects a handful of tips, tosses them in the air, and reads the shapes they form when they land. I'm usually about 80% to 90% accurate with my predictions, she said. I go through my predictions each year and I think, yep, that's happened. Yep, that's happened. Occasionally, wow. I get one slightly off where I haven't read it quite correctly, but I'm never far off. Would you believe this woman?
No.
If she said her asparagus told you you were going to win the lottery, would you go buy a ticket? That's what I want to know right now. Yes or no? Her asparagus told her.
No. This just in, man alleges bobcat attack. Owner says it was just her 10-pound house cat.
That's not a bobcat. That's
Tampa,
a tabby.
Florida. This comes from Tampa. A Florida contractor said he was attacked by a bobcat inside a woman's condo, but the animal's owner said her feline is no predator, just a 10-pound domestic long-haired kitty named Callie. The contractor, Marcos Hernandez, filed a lawsuit in Tampa on December 19th, alleging condo owner Christine Lee illegally kept a bobcat inside her unit. He said a bobcat scratched him on May 16, causing serious injury after he entered the condo to conduct a fire safety inspection. Hernandez was in the condo alone, Lee said, something that shouldn't have happened. She said an employee from the building was supposed to accompany him inside. This has gotten so blown out of proportion, it's ridiculous, Lee says. According to the lawsuit, Hernandez said he was attacked by an unleashed bobcat and suffered permanent injuries. He's seeking a jury trial and unspecified damages. He doesn't want to tell them what he wants. I'm not going to tell you what I want. They're just unspecified.
But I want them.
But so I want them. Whatever they are, I want them, and you're going to have to guess what they are. Hernandez said Lee had a duty to provide a safe environment and failed to warn him about the bobcat. Lee said that's nonsense.
That's
she
not a bobcat.
She only has a fluffy tortoiseshell-colored house cat. Tortoiseshell-colored?
Yeah, you know, looks like a turtle.
Is it a turtle?
No, it's a cat.
It's a cat that lives in a turtle shell.
It's a turtle cat.
And his sleeker black cat named Max. She doesn't know which cat may have scratched Hernandez, but Max's color would likely rule him out. She has not yet retained an attorney. I'm not denying he got scratched. What he was doing to get scratched, I don't know, she said, adding that she arrived home that day. Callie was cowering and scared. Max was underneath her bed. Well, sounds like cats. Callie, who is 3.5, is friendly, Lee said, but just like any animal, she is guarded. If they feel threatened, they may attack, scratch, or bite. I thought the issue was it was either a bobcat or
that's what
it was
it
a regular
is.
Cat.
Yeah.
She's talking about just the cat in general.
I think she actually had a bobcat.
Soon after the incident, she was informed by the building management that Hernandez had been scratched, but she hadn't heard of the lawsuit until this week when the Tampa Bay Times first wrote about the case and took a photo of Callie. Hernandez is also suing the condo building's owner. Lee said she has never owned a bobcat. A bobcat doesn't look much different than this. They're much A bobcat does look
much
different than this. They're much bigger than this 10-pound little thing, she said. It's litigious. It's a it's a lot of lawsuit society we're in. It's litigious. I think I've the guy that that called in drunk a while ago.
Yeah,
I feel like that guy right now.
The thing is, bobcats do look a lot like cats. We had a bobcat as a child. This is no joke. We found it in a drainage pipe, or somebody my mom worked with found it or something. She brought it home. It had a bob tail. We
so
kept it for
this,
a while.
With this logic, I found a nest of timber rattlesnakes, and we brought them home because we found them. Oh, no.
Watch out. Watch out, Craig, for the timber rattlers.
Watch out. Oh, the snake hole.
Freaky snake hole.
Freaky!
Freaky!
The snake hole, man.
Man.
Freaky snake hole.
Brazos County outdoorsman pulls a 5-foot snake from toilet at the ranch house.
This happens so much.
As a longtime outdoorsman, Ben Tedrick has dealt with snakes before, just not one coming out of a toilet. But Tedrick, an employee of the Bryan College Station Eagle and author of a video blog series called Life on the Ranch, was called into duty Saturday when a large rat snake popped out of a commode at a ranch house in North Brazos County. You know, this is a fear of mine. A snake in the toilet is scary to me, just thinking about it.
Does that theme song come from Donnie Darko by any chance?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I
was looking it up just to see if you were pulling a fast one.
Nope. The house had been vacant for several years before utilities were recently activated. A crew of workers are cleaning up the place when Tedrick, whose video series have featured more typical rural adventures like trout fishing, building a rustic hutch, or looking for deer and hogs in the river bottom, sprang into action. This time, the blog would feature catching a snake. After fashioning a snake-catching tool from a mop handle and a string, he just waited for its head to come out, Tedrick told the Eagle. He would have
Yeah. Why didn't the Eagle just swoop in and get it?
He would have left the snake to escape its own, but realized that it was stuck in the pipe system. A 5-foot snake, that's probably going to happen. It's going to get stuck on something.
Yeah.
So he plunged it out. He just...
I just flush a bunch. Hope he go down to the... sewer.
Plus, we had people working hard trying to get stuff done, and it's a distraction. It would be if somebody said, there's a snake in the bathroom. Tedrick stood over the toilet,
there's a snake in my bowl.
Poised to close a small loop of string at the stick's end once the snake's head poked through, the serpent appeared again, forked tongue and all, and started through the loop. But Tedrick reacted too fast, and the reptile quickly retreated. A child's curious voice was heard.
What did he say?
There's a snake in the toilet, the man capturing the footage said. Y'all get ready to run. Ben's going to catch him. Ben must not be very good at it if he told the kids to get ready to run. At last, the snake's head appeared again. This time, the capture was successful, and the loop tightened just behind the snake's head.
They should go with those little trigger, little claw things you get at Harbor Freight or something.
Yeah, the grabber.
Grabber thing, yeah.
And grab that snake, man. 5-foot snake coming up out of your toilet.
That's taller than you.
No, it is not.
It's time for the Mark Patch Top 10. Top 10 best websites to waste your time on.
This is
we're not in this list.
This is rated by Ranker.com. Do you know them? Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, number 10 top 10 best website to waste your time on is Instagram.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Number 9, BuzzFeed.
Never been to that one. Have you?
I have, yeah.
Number 8.
I don't remember much about it. I don't really go to it very much. I need to go now. I'm going to go right now while you're talking.
Internet Movie Database or IMDb.
Now, I don't say I waste time on that. I use Internet Movie Database as a utility.
I
use it nonstop to find stuff. Number 7. Amazon.
You know, that is a fun website, even if you're not shopping, just to look out what's available. Number 6, of course, Facebook.
Number 5, the Googlies.
Number 4, Netflix.
I don't waste my time on the Netflix webpage. I use it on my TV.
Yeah,
I do too.
I don't ever go to the website.
Number 3 of the top 10 best websites to go waste your time on when I want to go for inaccurate information, I go to Wikipedia.
Number 2, no kidding, Ranker.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
And the number 1 we can all agree on, YouTube.
Definitely. YouTube. I can always find entertaining videos on YouTube.
Well, it's like they say, one second you're looking up how to, fix your toilet.
How to
pull
a snake out of your toilet.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, 12 hours later you're watching, cat videos or something. You don't know. They get you.
The related videos. Yes, that's
they
what
get you. Yep.
Well, if you're really bored, you can always check out WeirdNewsPodcast.com. That's a good site to waste your time on.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
Please do, and leave us a review.
Tell your enemies. Tell your friends, enemies. Tell everybody. I feel like I'm yelling over this.
That would be frenemies, wouldn't it?
Tell anybody you know. And tell you what, here's the challenge, this week's challenge. Walk up to the first stranger you see and say, hey, you should listen to Weird News Podcast. Go to weirdnewspodcast.com. And or look up Weird on iTunes.
The offer is still open for cards, too. If anybody wants some cards to hand out to your friends and family, just email me. I'll mail you a stack of cards.
Mate?
Might even get Craig to sign one for you.
Ooh, better learn to write.
Darn it.